Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com and you can get the details and joining their team today. Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports will join us at 8:45, but we're in the midst of talking about the Terry McLaurin trade request from the Commanders. Now we're going to take a theoretical leap. Say the Commanders go back on their stance that we know right now is we're not going to trade Terry. Mm-hmm. Terry's going to be a Commander. He's under contract. But let's just say things go so sideways, and they're kind of sideways already, but they get worse, and Adam Peter says, you know what? We're just getting out of the Terry McLaurin business. We're not going to pay him close to the $30 million that he wants, and we're going to get something in return for Terry. We're going to press the nuclear option and trade Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Something that seemed unfathomable even like a month and a half or 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where would be a good spot? Where's a good landing spot for Terry McLaurin? What teams could make a play for Terry McLaurin? Do you guys have spots where you see like Terry McLaurin would fit nicely next to this guy?
Well, I would love this guy. Love him in San Francisco.
San Francisco is a great spot because of, look, Brandon Ayuk's going to start on the PUP list.
Yep.
Ricky Pearsall just came off the PUP list.
They got Juwan Jennings. Now, they drafted a receiver in the fourth round, but, you know.
Well, Juwan Jennings is agitating for a new contract, and he also has a calf injury.
Correct.
Now, I don't know if that's is that a Terry McLaurin-like ankle injury?
Right.
Is this a real injury from Juwan Jennings?
It's not a real serious injury. I mean, it could ache a little bit.
Right.
But it's also a move that wants to, you know, hopefully fuel a new contract for him.
Yep.
But that would be a great spot. But
that would be a really good spot.
It's not going to happen.
Another good landing spot would be probably with the Chargers. Wouldn't Terry McLaurin look pretty nice lined up on the other side from Ladd McConkey? That'd be a pretty nice 1-2 punch with Mike Williams retiring.
He would look great in almost every uniform.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple teams, obviously, you know, five or seven teams don't need him. Mm-hmm. But he would look great in any uniform.
I know Valdez was talking about a deal he saw online that the Raiders could deal like a second-round pick.
The Raiders is a team I've heard there might be interest in.
I mean, he'd look pretty good next to Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers.
And you have Genty in the backfield. Gino, very underrated quarterback.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the Raiders become sneaky good offensively.
If you add Terry McLaurin to the Raiders currently, they become, dare I say, sexy. I mean, that's a sexy offensive team.
Well, I mean, he clearly would be their number one guy, but
yeah,
I don't know if they would offer a second-round pick for him.
Probably not.
Well, the Raiders have all their picks, it looks like, going into the next year, but more importantly, they have a lot of cap space. They have over $33 million right now, I believe, available, and $100 million available next year. They got plenty of money to give Terry an extension.
Right.
Yeah, I really think if there's one team that can and should do it and should be on the phone.
So you think they would overpay or should overpay for him?
Well, because Pete Carroll needs to win right away. I mean, he's not doing a 7-year rebuild.
Right. Is he 73 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to coach till he's 85? Like,
oh, yeah. They want to get that team going quickly.
Right.
There's no better. Like, they might overpay for Terry.
I'm telling you, there could be mutual interest there. I'm telling you.
And then I've seen trades mocked to the Raiders for a second round pick and tight end Mike Mayer, who played for Notre Dame.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who Bowers basically supplanted as the number one.
Sent him to the bench.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they clearly weren't happy with Mayer. They drafted him a year earlier.
I still don't think that they're going to pull the trigger on it. I think they'd rather play him, force him to play, and maybe even franchise him next year if they have to. Then trade him. Because I disagree with Valdez. I don't think they can win a Super Bowl without him the way the team's currently constructed.
I just have a hard time believing they're going to franchise him and pay him. That would be close to $32 million guaranteed.
I don't think they want to.
I don't think they would do that.
I don't think they want to. Mm-mm. But it's to say, what if he put up bomb numbers, though? What if he went up and he duplicated the season again?
I just think he showed no signs of slowing down. I just think they're reluctant because of his age.
Yeah.
Just it's the biggest stumbling block in the negotiations. His age is just killing him.
It's killing him.
I wish I was his age.
Oh, I wish I was his age too.
But you're right. Compared to all the other guys getting these big deals, it's I mean, he's a couple years older. than these guys getting massive, massive deals.
Right. Another nice place where he would fit in, mm-hmm. Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
A lineup next to Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
Have another weapon for Drake May in his development in year two.
Well, you could come up with 15 to 20
sure?
teams.
There are a lot, yeah, but, a lot of good spots.
But with Drake and all the rave reviews, I know Peter Schrager the other day was glowing about Drake May and mm-hmm. saying how much he's improved. If you add Terry to that team, I mean, you saw what he did for Jaden last year. I know mm-hmm. everyone knows that Jaden's great, but Terry made so many plays for a young quarterback.
Yep.
And he's so reliable. I mean, that would be a no-brainer for the Patriots to get involved.
Yeah.
The Raiders and the Patriots on the sports books are the favorites to trade outside of him playing for the Commanders.
Yeah, right. And those teams clearly need a true number one.
But I don't see
Diggs as a true. I mean, I know he'd be their number one. I don't see him as a true number one like he was 5 years ago.
No, you were talking about a guy on a downside.
But yeah, I mean, but you're right. I mean, Terry would make Drake May a lot better.
There will be teams that would be interested in Terry McLaurin. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's no doubt about it.
It's just a matter of what they'd have to give up.
But then Adam would have to say, okay, we can win without him.
It's kind of shocking that it's come to this because it was within the past 6 months that we've been talking about if you were going to buy a Commander's jersey going forward, whose jersey would you buy? Well, clearly you buy Jaden Daniels, and you would buy a Terry McLaurin jersey.
Not right now.
Those jersey sales have been screeched to a halt, I would think.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. Let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, let's be honest. When has Terry ever caught over 90 balls? Is Terry a game changer like D.K. Metcalf and these guys he want to get paid? Like, these guys that's getting paid this top money, if you line them up on the same team with him, he's the number two.
Okay.
I love Terry. Right. We got to be honest.
But he's our best. He's our number one.
Yeah. But where were he? Like, we fell in love with Terry because we had nothing but Terry for these last 20 years. I tell Santana most. So I think a lot of that is because we haven't had anything. But I think the deal's going to get done probably like week three of the preseason. It's going to get done.
Okay. So late August.
He's a better. We know he's better than IU. And IU got a deal late. He's taking. You guys think he's just? He came from learning under John Lynch, so he don't want to pay anybody. A former player that don't want to pay anybody. So we'll see how it goes.
Right. Wow. The only thing about the IU deal, if what was reported was true, is that the deal he ultimately agreed to is the same deal he was offered, 3 months earlier. Like he didn't even earn. He didn't even get anything out of the holdout.
If you get Terry guaranteed money and tell Terry he got to get you at least 90 catches, how many times has Terry had over 90 catches in his career?
I don't believe he has, but he's played with terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take that into account.
He played with you, he played with me, he played with the whole food manager.
Correct.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. All right, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate
all right,
it, buddy.
Guys, have a good day.
Yeah, you too,
all right.
Buddy. You too, pal. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, Junks? Love the show, as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, listen, man. Honestly, as a Commanders fan and a big Terry fan, I don't feel Terry right now, man. Honestly, I don't. Listen, I feel like that's fair market value for his age around the 25 to 26 to 27, or right around there. That's it. And if he doesn't want to take it, great. Because, listen, that man is different. If he demands a trade, that's one thing. But he's going to play. He's going to play. And another thing, like the contract, as the agent for the Buddy Baker or whatever, in the contract right now, this is his final year, right, under contract.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's going into his 30-year-old season. Like, what are you doing there? Like, maybe they should extend it to that to not think about, like, hey, the production falls off. The front office knows that. We're not going to pay this guy. Like, and if you want to sit out, Terry. Like, man, I only want Terry for one more year as a Commanders fan. I love Terry, don't get me wrong. But like we said, the production falls off. And also, don't you think the Commanders, the front office, is thinking just kind of like the Chiefs did? They getting away from the big-name wideouts and stuff. Not to say Terry's one of those big-name wideouts. I mean, he is. But that being said, like, Jaden lifts all boats. Bro, he's going to make the average guy good and the good guy great. Don't you agree with that? Like, let's spend the money somewhere else. I'm not giving Terry any more money. It's a one-year deal. I'm not paying him after he's 30. Terry, you better figure it out, bro.
I agree with the rising tide lifts all boats to some extent, but I'm sorry. I want better than Olamide Zaccheaus and Noah Brown. I need more talented players than that. I can't just rely on that every single year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have some elite talent
at
wideout.
Of course.
I mean, there's a reason that Adam Peters traded for Deebo Samuel. He wanted to pair him up with Terry McLaurin. He wanted to add another weapon
so
for Jaden Daniels.
Was Joe saying he would only want Terry for this year?
Yeah, he just wanted for one more year.
I don't agree with.
I don't agree with that.
Like,
I don't think
of a sudden Terry's going to sign his deal, and just because he's turning 30, all of a sudden he's going to just fall off a cliff. Even though a lot of the analytics numbers show that once you hit that 30 threshold, your production declines.
Yeah.
I think Terry's is going to stay close to what it is because he's got an elite quarterback finally throwing him the ball.
Yeah, I think he
can
still
be. Which he hasn't had until last year.
I think he could still be productive as age 31. So next year, he could still be productive. I wouldn't agree.
I think he still has 2 to 3 pretty good campaigns.
I wouldn't agree
left
just
him.
To have him, you know, play this
there
year.
There are exceptions. There are guys at older ages that perform. It's just that by and large,
the odds are you're right.
Yeah, for most people, it goes way down. But he might be an exception.
But he hasn't had any major injuries.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Which has helped.
All right, let's
go. Knock on wood, that doesn't happen.
Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, what's up, buddy? You know the Jucks.
Hey, how you going? How you doing, Tom?
Hey, we're good.
Hey. Good. So let me just preface this by saying that, you know, we're better with Terry than we are without him.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they can get this done. But what if Peters is just saying, you know what, we outperformed ourselves last year. So if we do that again this year, great. But really, we're looking at next year, the year after, maybe 3 years down the road. And where do we need to be there? And then what contracts do we have coming up next year that are really just as important from the overall team, and where wide receivers seem to be an area where you can get players. I'm not saying that, you know, that I advocate for this, but, you know, it might just be something that they're looking at the whole team, and I'm sure that they are, and figuring out what they're comfortable with Terry. The other thing is they brought in Deebo. What type of impact is he going to have on maybe the receivers they have now? And then I think, like maybe a couple of the other callers said, you know, how's Jaden going to progress? You know, how can he get players open a little bit more, you know, average receivers? And yeah, so I think we've seen other teams do this, take this route, but maybe that's the thinking behind it too. I still think they want to get it done, but yeah. I think they want to get it done at their number. And if they have to come up a little bit, I think they're probably willing to do that. But you know, the intangible is that you just want him a part of the program.
Right. I think that all factors
Thanks,
in.
Bruce,
I think that all factors in.
They made it clear
in.
That they do not want to trade Terry McLaurin away.
Yeah.
They want him to either play on the current deal or agree to a deal that's with
team
you
know, friendly,
a reasonable deal
team
for them.
Friendly. Yeah.
They don't want to get into an overpay for a 30-plus-year-old wide receiver, and that's
and there's no
the crux of the deal.
There's no general manager in the NFL that's only thinking about this year.
Right.
That's not happening. Of course, they're thinking about years down the road.
All right.
That all factors in.
Let's go to Mitch. Richmond. Mitch, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Junkies, I love you guys.
Thanks, Mitch.
So glad I was finally able to get on. I've been trying to call you guys for a week now. But
thanks.
Here's what confuses me about this whole dilemma. Like, I love Terry. I love the way that you guys think about Terry. I think we all agree he's the heart and soul of fan base. And mm-hmm. I understand that he's 30 years old. What I don't understand, though, is, and EB, you've mentioned this a little bit, and I wish that, you know, when Dan Quinn's at the podium every single day, and I know he's not the one handling the contract, but mm-hmm. just to get his take on it, I feel like there's not a single reporter that's asked the question, do you feel that the way that you've handled the way the Terry situation has gone creates a bad reflection on everything that you guys preach about meritocracy, brotherhood, doing the right things, doing the hard things? Because as you've mentioned, Terry is the face of all of those traits. And so, you know, he doesn't have much leverage left, but at the same time, you would think that, like, if you're front office and your coaching staff is preaching all these things, you would want to pick a fight with this guy of all people. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. I'm just curious what y'all's take is on that. And I don't know why that question hasn't been asked.
Well, I do wonder what effect it has on the whole, the old notion of the brotherhood. And it kind of goes both ways. Like the brotherhood.
Players notice that stuff. They look at that as like, that's fake. I think any human being would be like, whoa, that's weird. If my job did that, you'd be like, oh, so we're not a family. But yeah. I think I would have a
I'm sorry, what's the guy's name?
Mitch.
Mitch. I would have a better opinion on what you're asking if I knew what the actual numbers were. Because if we knew that Terry was asking for more money than he really deserves on the market,
I get that.
I would be more on the standard ask,
and then you come down.
Well, I understand that, but maybe they're not coming down. That's my point.
But I just don't understand how they won't. I feel like we all, you know, Terry's so awesome. It seems like we all feel like we know him personally, even though we don't, just because mm-hmm. he's such a nice guy. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he seems smart. You know, obviously he's mm-hmm. well read, well spoken. I would have a hard time believing. Like at this point, you would think that he would adapt and adjust to the situation at hand and say, okay, I wanted this to go a certain way. It's not going that way, but like, this is my best chance I've had the entire time I've been here. Mm-hmm. Can we settle at 30? And what I'm surprised is like, is the front, is he not willing to take a deal where it's 30 a year, or is like the front office not even close to that number?
I think they're not close to that number.
I feel like 30 is like the, is a very fair middle ground. Like
I would agree with that, but
thanks,
I don't,
Mitch.
Yeah, they don't think that.
I don't think that that's the number that they're offering.
I think it's way off.
Could be wrong, but I don't think
he would sign today if they offered him $30 million.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate that, man. All right, we'll do EB's entertainment page next, and don't forget Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. He'll join us coming up at 8:45 here on The Fan. We're going to do EB's entertainment page now. Don't forget, in about 20 minutes, Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports will join us. He feels that Terry is not worth what he's asking for. So he's team commander / Adam Peters. That's going to be the viewpoint coming up at 8:45, so you want to stay tuned for that.
Hmm. I wonder if he would think that if you took age out of the equation.
Well, we can ask him.
Yeah.
We'll ask him at 8:45.
All right, Cakes, entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website, BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. And as I said, they're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. Go over there and get some M&Ms, some pretzels, get yourself a little soda, some coffee, and find yourself a new vehicle. All right, Cakes.
Yes.
Let's lead off with something we haven't done in a while. Used to be a staple of this show back in the day.
Well, I think I know where we're going here.
Valdez told me he's got a brand new hitter acting for us.
Love it.
I don't know, Valdez, do you want to give us a clue or a hint as to the artist?
No, I don't think you give us. I'll just say
the title of the track is called The Subway.
The Subway.
The Subway.
Brand new jam. Here we go. Hitter art.
Okay. I had a guess. The Chapel Road.
Yeah. How'd you nail that?
Because these are golden ears.
Someone doesn't
it's
like me.
It's nowhere near as good as that Pink Pony Club. That thing is so catchy.
Yeah, Pink Pony Club destroys this. But I mean, this is...
It's well produced.
I don't hate this. I don't hate it.
It's not bad. It's just slow.
I don't think it's a hit.
It's not making
me bop around.
It's a tweener. It's not a hit. It's not arty.
It's a solid song.
That's one of those songs that if you're on a long drive somewhere, you're just playing it.
It almost reminds me of like old school Sarah McLachlan or something.
Yeah,
I can see that. It's got kind of the same vibes.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful voice, though.
I agree.
Player banger.
Is that the banger? That's not her name, right? Chapel?
I don't know her origin story. I don't know her real. I don't know if that's her real name or not.
This is definitely on my playlist when we're out.
Kaylee
playing
Amstutz.
Her real last name is Amstutz.
Chaperone's way better.
So much better.
Yeah, yeah. Way better.
Yeah, of course.
This is on your golf playlist?
100%. Who's this? I have eclectic mix, buddy.
Do you play from the red tees when you're
when you pull out your clubs?
You never know what's going to pop up.
Is this Chapel's the biggest?
This is their biggest silly. Oh,
okay.
No. It's like a throwback from a couple years ago.
Hot to Go.
Hot to Go was a bigger song.
Really?
Play Hot to Go. This one's more viral.
Pink Pony Club came out in 2021.
Right.
It just recently became famous.
Right. It's still, I think, bigger than Hot Taco. I have to play Hot Taco. I don't even know it.
Is it Hot Taco or Hot to Go?
Hot to Go.
Hot to Go.
I mean, I'd love a Hot Taco right now. They're so good. Hot
Taco. Let me hear it.
That's a hurting song for a chick to sing.
Hot Taco?
Yeah.
That might be a hot song. This is nowhere near as popular as the...
Very 80s vibe to this song. Is what I'm...
It's way better than the Subway, too.
You don't like the Subway?
The Subway's fine. It's just boring.
Huh. I like Kaylee Amstutz.
I'm not even doing a bit here. This is the first I've ever heard this song.
I think it might be the first I've heard
this song ever.
The Pink Pony Club way bigger.
And drab. It's a sign we're getting
older.
I've
heard it, but
I have disassociated with any real form of pop.
Then go to a doctor
music.
Because we've talked about this song and played the song on the show with you sitting in that seat
impossible
10 times.
Yes.
We can pull the segment.
Okay, that could be the case. I'm having short-term memory loss.
You are, because last summer we did the songs of the summer, and Chapel Roan's Hot to Go was at the top of the list.
Hot Taco was at the top of the list.
I showed you how to do the dance and everything.
How's the dance? We'll
I might have been on vacation. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you were here, because I remember you wrecking me.
I'm sure, but Pink Pony Club is bigger.
More viral.
Maybe it's more viral.
It's way better.
Yeah, and it's better.
So much better.
But that one's better than the Subway.
Go to the doctor.
Eat fresh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What do you need? What's the brain medication?
Never heard
the
Hot memory. Taco.
Pico Biloba?
Ginseng or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you could take out there. Do some crossword puzzles.
Maybe a lobotomy.
Valdez will find the segment from last summer. Okay.
Go for a walk. Do some crossword puzzles.
I go for plenty of walks.
I'm just saying.
That's not going to help me recognize a song I've never heard before.
That's what they tell old people to do. Go for a walk.
I understand. They tell old people to do things with your offhand instead of your strong hand. Your brain.
I like that. I'll buy you a Rubik's Cube. You can be flummoxed.
Again, you could put me in a room for a million years with a pallet with $1 billion on it and say, Solve the Rubik's Cube. Solve the side. Yeah. And I would just be just twisting it for eternity.
I know you could solve the side. I know you could.
I mean,
I know you could. If you were an escape room and all you had to do was one side, I know you could.
I think you would find my bones in there with an unsolved Rubik's Cube.
Those kids that can do it in 12 seconds.
Two seconds. Geniuses.
Yeah.
Well, turns out some of them, you just do one magic move over and over and over, and then boom.
But I don't know that move.
Yeah.
And I'm bad with puzzles.
All right, Cakes. In Florida, Ron DeSantis declared, I think today, Hulk Hogan Day.
Oh, really?
Is Hulk Hogan worthy of his own day? He is a proud Floridian.
True.
Right?
Hulkamania is running wild.
He's had a checkered past.
Is he worthy of a Hulk Hogan day? Of his own day?
I mean, I think because he comes from Florida.
Yeah.
And because of the people that are governing Florida, probably. In other states, I don't know if that would fly.
Right. You think if if they announced it Hulk Hogan Day across the country, it would fly?
I don't know. No. I don't know.
Yeah.
There would be certain pockets of the country that would be huge on Hulk. Others might be kind of lukewarm.
They're lowering the flag to half staff.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan's cause of death has been confirmed. Of course, he was 71. He died about a week ago. It was July 24th. And they say he died of acute myocardial infarction, commonly known as heart attack. Mm-hmm. He also, though, which is interesting, had a history of leukemia and atrial fib.
Yeah, the AFib.
A common disorder that causes irregular heartbeats. Mm. His history of leukemia, he had the leukemia CLL, which I think is one that you can live for a long time with. It's a form of cancer that affects white blood cells, was not previously known.
PLL greater than CLL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, PLL. It's a lacrosse joke. Sorry. Had to put some levity in there.
Just that, you know, Jason, I know you like to covet and, you know, look at things.
Oh, who doesn't?
Anthony Davis is putting his L.A. mansion on the market.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
$40 million.
What do you get for $40 million these days in L.A.?
Well, you get 8 bedrooms. Doesn't seem like that many.
Seems like a lot. Eight bedrooms is a lot.
I mean, he's got a spectacular, like, I guess it's a bar area, game room area.
Yeah.
I mean, just spectacular. It's got all his jerseys up on the wall. It's got,
is he up in the hills?
It's got an unbelievable movie theater.
Yeah.
But you go to TMZ or just type in Anthony Davis L.A. mansion.
I mean,
it
looks ridiculous.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It looks like a museum.
Yes.
You know,
$40 million.
Jeez. $40 million. Got his own tennis court outside. Got a beautiful pool.
17,000 square feet. Bel Air.
He might be the real fire king. He's got an unbelievable fire pit. He's got an outdoor area out there. It's just ridiculous. But man,
I need to see what he's made in his NBA career. Without looking, I'm just going to guess.
He must be on
250.
Oh, I think that's light. I'm going to say he's
350.
Like $325 million. Yeah, I'm gonna pull him up right now. Anthony Davis has been in the NBA. His career earnings, man, I had him light.
Oh, he's lighter. He's more than that.
$335 million.
Okay.
Wow.
I guess he could afford, you know, $40 million.
I think he can. Yes.
Jelly Roll could probably afford a pretty good size home. He has lost so much weight though, Cakes, that he's gonna do what I think most should do. When they lose that kind of significant poundage,
yep.
He's lost over 200 pounds. He's going to have that skin surgery where they cut away your excess skin.
Makes sense.
It's just unsightly when you have all that excess skin
Take care of it.
But everybody says it's super painful.
They can't give you silly anesthesia?
Well, they can, but I think just the recovery.
Ah, okay.
I don't know enough about it, but everybody always says it's a painful surgery. But he's going to do it. And he says it's not even an aesthetic thing. He says it's interfering with his daily functions.
Yeah, probably got all those extra skin flapping around.
And, yeah, you got to go over there and got to go number one. You can't find your celly. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Right? Maybe you try to go to the... Remember these guys were talking about how those large guys, they can't even clean themselves well?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He told a story with Bunny. That when he was at the peak of his weight.
Bad Bunny?
No. His girlfriend, I think girlfriend's name or wife's name's Bunny.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought you meant Bad Bunny.
No. She's like an ex-stripper or whatever. That he would go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and it was such a disaster. He would just put a towel down on the floor because he'd missed the toilet.
Oh.
So he would just, every night he'd have to put a towel down on the floor, and it would soak up.
Gross.
Yeah. So gross.
That's awful.
That's what happens when you're that big.
When you're a big fatty.
Justin Timberlake is in the news.
That's right.
He claims now, is this a big sympathy push? Now,
say that.
I think you can.
Come on.
They give him a hard time about the Britney stuff still. Yeah. The tour's not going well.
He had a Dewey within the last year and a half.
Yeah, the DUI was not a good look for him. Now he claims he has Lyme disease.
Hey, stop chasing your balls into the weeds. Justin Timberlake getting bitten by ticks.
Leave them in there.
Just leave them. You're rich enough to leave them in there. Even if they're Pro V1s.
Living with Lyme disease can be relentlessly debilitating, both mentally and physically. Adding that learning about the diagnosis was a shock to him. Lyme disease, of course, is usually transmitted by ticks. Deer ticks. It causes flu-like symptoms, neurological problems, joint pain, other symptoms. The first sign is often a red, round bullseye
rash.
Yeah. Okay. Don't want one of those.
Joke. Lyme disease is no joke.
I think if you get that, you just got to immediately get the antibiotics.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
I think that's what they do.
Do you think you think he's making it up?
I'm not saying he's making it up, but it's a little bit of a. I mean, a the play videos from sympathy.
The videos from the past week have been. Really bad, where he's just on stage not performing,
mm-hmm.
and he looks lackadaisical, and he looks out of it. Mm. So it's possible. I mean, was not good for him.
He's getting a lot of, it's possible that, the Lyme disease is taking a toll on him, is what you're saying?
Well, if he has it and he's completely wiped out and he's trying to push through his tour, like you said. Well, especially if you didn't
get it early. Okay, all right.
If it gets to like the second and third stage, it's bad.
No, I'm not saying, I'm diminishing Lyme disease. It's just interesting. He's had all this bad press. Now he's almost like he wants sympathy. I don't know. I'm skeptical of everything.
Yeah, you're not buying it. You're not buying what he's selling.
No, he very well probably has it.
Right.
But who knows? And then last but not least, there's a guy who's an actor. I don't know him. Do you know him, Valdez? Neil McDonough.
Yes, that's why I put the picture in there. As soon as you see the picture, you'll recognize him in 1 second.
Okay, I don't, but I saw him being interviewed, and I guess he says he's been blacklisted by Hollywood because he wouldn't kiss anybody but his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's pigeonholing however many roles he can get.
Yeah, but not every role is like a romantic role. Can he do other roles?
I guess. I don't really recognize
him. He's in Yellowstone, Walking Tall. He was in Band of Brothers.
Don't know if I've seen any of those.
100%.
Oh, one other thing. Last but not least, I didn't want to mention.
He's been in a lot of good stuff.
In Suits. Valdez, Victoria's Secret, their fashion show is back. Remember they used to have, it would be like once a year or something. It would be a big online thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right. And then when did it stop? 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
They stopped it?
Yeah.
And then what's the deal now?
I mean, just people are getting sized for hot chicks again.
Yeah. Hot chicks are in again.
Lights, camera, angels. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show 2025 is returning. I guess they say actually, they did it last year in New York City. They're going to do it again. So there you go.
All right. Coming up next, we will discuss Terry McLaurin more in depth with Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. He doesn't think Terry is worth what he's asking for. So we'll get that viewpoint next from Sam Bruckhaus. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We should be joined shortly by Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports to talk more about Terry McLaurin. He formally requested a trade yesterday.
Yes.
So that's where we stand as far as his contract hold in. So right now we go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Sam Bruckhaus, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. I'm good. I'm healthy and no Lyme disease today.
Very good. That's good news for you.
For you.
So Sam, I was watching your video with your fellow Sumer Sports co-host, Lindsey Rhodes, talking about Terry McLaurin and the hold in and what is his worth and what's the Commander's side, what's Terry's side. What is your overall takeaway from Terry agitating for more than what DK Metcalf is earning at $33 million per year from the Steelers? It doesn't seem like the Commanders are anywhere close to giving him a deal in that neighborhood, hence the stalemate.
Yeah, fellas, I just think when it comes down to it, facts make markets. That's what happens in the NFL, and you can have guys who can project players into other teams and into other situations, but this is the same situation with Jaden Daniels and with a very veteran-heavy team that has to manage the cap as a result. The facts are that Terry McLaurin and the stats that really matter and track year to year is at the bottom half of wide receiver ones. Now, does that mean he's not a massive part of this team? No. Does it mean that his agent shouldn't try to get him the most money possible and use all the time possible to maximize value for his client? No. But the reality is that he's around what Cortland Sutton did in terms of target share, in terms of yards per route run last year. He's around about where Mike Evans has been, and Mike Evans has frankly been better. And all three of those players are going into their signing year at age 30, that's a little bit different than DK, who was 27. And as a result, going well into the range of the Jamar Chases, the Justin Jeffersons, the CeeDee Lambs, just does not make sense. Those guys are at the top of the market in terms of target share, in terms of yards per route run. And they were rookie extensions. The situation is different. The statistics are different. Thus, the markets are different.
So if you were Adam Peters' right-hand guy as far as analytics and, you know, cap crunching, what is a deal that would make sense for you and Adam Peters to offer if you were the Commanders?
So I think you do have to consider that you do have a rookie quarterback and as a result can manage pretty much 3 to 4 years into the future. And really, assumptively, Jaden Daniels is going to get a massive extension that can be played out over the next 5 years after that. So you do have some runway. The contracts, particularly in the wide receiver market, which is a very predictive position as compared to running back or linebacker or even offensive line at this point, will continue to go up. I think my recommendation would be his average percentage of the cap at terms of salary, at times of signing in 22 was 10.95%. You apply that to today, it's right around $30 million. I think that is the number at which Terry can feel comfortable. You can say, hey, we still think you're the certified wide receiver one. The value that you used to have, we will bump that up to today's economy. And I think that's a good solution for all sides.
I would agree with that.
I like that.
Don't know if the Commanders are offering that.
Right.
Unless Terry and his agent Baker, Buddy Baker, are asking for that 33.5 for whatever the DK number is. And
they would take 30.
They're not budging. I don't know. I mean, I think they would take 30.
Yeah.
Sam, I do.
Why aren't they offering it? Because I don't believe they are.
I think you see the 49ers in particular do this quite a bit. And Adam Peters obviously was part of that 49ers group. If you recall last year, Brandon Ayuk asked for a trade. He was holding out. Years prior to that, some of their best players also held out. I think there is an element of time when you have veteran players that you know will prepare, that you know are good guys in the locker room, that will hold in which, you know, you get to save their body a little bit and maybe you save a little cash. I think that's probably a strategy that has worked for Adam Peters when he was with the 49ers. And I would expect that at some point the middle will be met. That being said, there are some teams with some attractive, you know, trade destinations. I just don't know if the compensation can get to the point where it's worth it not to bring back your wide receiver one.
Well, also, I mean, don't you think it's unlikely they're going to get another number one receiver in return, right? That we know of that's on the market that you know, seems plausible.
No.
So don't you think it almost takes trading out of the equation because they kind of are going all in on trying to make a run this year?
That seems to be the case. I think it does. But again, when you're looking at some of these statistics, you know, Terry's not the most efficient wide receiver. And so maybe they think, given they've added Debo Samuel, who has, you know, a bit of risk to him, but can play a different role, given that Cliff Kingsbury did set up Terry McLaurin very well in the screen game last year, leading to a lot of production being after the catch on short pitch and catch opportunities with Jaden Daniels. And if you're betting on the progression of Jaden Daniels, which we've seen the Chiefs do with Patrick Mahomes when he was a young quarterback, we've seen the Bills now do with Josh Allen and going on lower tier, cheaper receivers and leaning on their quarterback. I think that could be an option and build draft capital moving into the future. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Commanders are a little bit more willing to do that than we really are in the market.
What do you think the chances are that he opens the season on his current deal and they don't negotiate a new deal before week one?
I think that's the real question, is if he's going to basically do that as Ja'Marr Chase ended up doing, or if he's just going to end up holding out. I'd put it at about a 20 or 30% chance that he is not at least suited up in a Commander's uniform in week one. That's pretty low. Like we noted, I do think there's a good middle ground here. But, I mean, reporting is saying that he wants substantially more than the DK Metcalf contract. Right. I could even see how the Commanders could fiddle with the 1 or 2 year cash or only put it in the signing bonus so that they can spread it out over many years to get up to that DK Metcalf APY. And it doesn't necessarily end up being that in cash. But if there's a $10 to $15 million gap talking about multiple years of cash, that's a massive gap and one that I haven't seen in a very long time.
Right. What are the odds that, I mean, he's not going to hold out if they don't come to an agreement, right? I mean, there's no way he's going to pass up that money. And it doesn't help you, like, next year in your next deal. Doesn't he have to play?
I mean, I think if the dollar signs are this far apart, we may be looking at a situation like Chris Jones was in with the Kansas City Chiefs, where he ultimately just, you know, waited out a couple games and they ended up reaching a small deal and a small extension, and then it ended up working out down the line. Again, I think that's a small probability. I do think there is a deal space. I think that both sides are probably a little too anchored in their belief right now, with Terry at the 35 to 37 range, and probably the Commanders in the 23 to 25 range. I do think there's a deal space here. I do think he ends up suiting up as a Commander, but this is a tough one, and I haven't seen anything like this in the wide receiver market as of recent.
Hey, is it true, maybe the reporting was wrong or I read a bad story, that Ayuk ultimately signed for what he was offered before training camp even started? So, like, the holdout didn't even really help.
Yeah, that was the rumor, and I think that's probably going to be the case here. I do think that he probably acquired some money in terms of guarantees on the back end, or maybe they spread it out to different times. He did end up getting a very attractive deal at $30 million. But again, that's an all-pro, very similar to Terry McLaurin, but he's 26 years old. That was a rookie extension. I think that's exactly why the Commanders are buckling down the hatches right now, because that's a radically different scenario compared to a 30-year-old receiver in this brutal, violent NFL.
Right.
Sam, great intel, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Yep, right, that's thanks, Sam buddy. Bruckhaus, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. You can follow him at Sam Bruckhaus on your Twitter.
And Sam, he's a smart guy. He's a Tulane guy. He played football at Tulane, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he ever played in the league, but I mean, he played, and he played big-time football. He knows his stuff.
Yep.
He's really good.
Yep, he's definitely dialed in. Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.